In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Spirit, we cry tonight that you open our eyes yet again. Give us the keys of the kingdom. Open our minds. Open our understandings. Let us comprehend the mystery that you have committed unto us tonight. And Lord, let these keys give us power. Let these keys give us authority. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated for a while, few minutes, and we're back on our feet. Hallelujah. 7 days of encounter. The Bible says, and the Lord appeared to Samuel at Shiloh through his word. The Lord appeared through his word. The Lord gives encounters by granting people access to mysteries. Hallelujah. Tonight we are going to consider a very deep mystery. I don't know if we'll be able to finish it tonight, But wherever we stop, we'll take it tomorrow. From home, the Lord told me beginning from today, right until Thursday, there will be massive angelic activities. It's what the Lord told me. People will receive literal visitations of angels. Visitations of angels, prayer lives coming alive, mantles, fire, the coal from heaven being put upon people. There are ministries that will be birthed from these 7 days. Visions, people that will be, the Lord will tap you to begin to write things. Destiny issues. These are issues that will shape the understandings of people. Hallelujah. It was while Daniel was fasting, and after 21 days, the Bible says, the angel said, I was sent to come and give you understanding. I was sent to bring. What I brought is called understanding. Hallelujah. We reign in this kingdom on the strength of the mysteries that we know. A mystery is simply a hidden code of operation. There are certain things that are not given to mere men. It says it has been given to you to know. The Bible calls them the secrets. Jesus called them the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Grant us grace. In the name of Jesus. Please listen carefully. We are going to pray. We have prayed. That's why we have some sessions to pray before I come up. Just be patient. Just flow gently, Elijah. And I want you to listen. Overflow 1, 2, 3. Because what I'm going to share tonight is going to open your eyes to many things. I know some of you are yet to understand yesterday's teaching, but you just follow. That's why the teachings are uploaded for you to listen. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm sharing a very, very deep, deep mystery. The mystery of the serpent and the woman. Write it down. The mystery of the serpent and the woman. Genesis chapter 3, please. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. Our hope is Yahweh, Yahweh. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. You're the source of our light. Forever, Yahweh, Yahweh. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. My hope is Yahweh, Yahweh. Lord, I look to Yahweh, Yahweh. Forever, Yahweh. Genesis chapter 3. Please sit down. I'd like us to look at scripture for a few minutes and let the Lord open our eyes to a very deep mystery. This was after man fell. The Bible says that the Lord, they heard the voice of God walking in the cool of the day. Please follow me carefully. And then the Bible says that he came to man, Adam now, and said, Adam, where are you? Where are you? The first question was he missing? That means God kept, there was a position in the spirit where God could always see him from heaven. Are we together? And God found out that seat was vacant. And he said, Adam, where are you? And Adam said, I heard your voice, but I hid because I was naked. Remember our teaching yesterday that Satan dominates men by transferring an information. And he said, who told you? Where did you hear this from? I never gave you that information. You allowed a stranger to give you an information. And then he said, the woman. This is where my teaching starts. The mystery of the serpent and the woman. He said, the woman you gave me is the cause of my problem.
And he said, woman, what is this that you have done? And then she replied back. She said, the serpent, there was a stranger that always visited me. He never caught me, but he kept telling me things. And on the strength of the information he gave me, he beguiled me. And he turned to the serpent and he cursed the serpent. Now, let's follow. He said, listen now, this is God speaking, not Angel Michael, not Angel Gabriel, God, your God. He said, I will put enmity between thee, who is the serpent, and the woman. Then he says, now listen. So, case one is that you and the woman will be enemies. We can take that, but please read carefully. He says, and between thy seed, whose seed? Your offspring, your descendants, and her descendants. This enmity is not just you and the woman. Serpent, you are going to reproduce yourself and have a generation, and those people, they will coexist in the same territory. It says this enmity will not only be between you and the woman. Are we together now? Your seed and her seed. And he said, he shall bruise thy head and you shall bruise his heel. This is God speaking. Now watch this. Have you seen the child of Satan anywhere? Remember, he's not talking about those possessed. This is not demon possession here. He's talking of people who were giving birth to an offspring. I will put enmity between you and the woman. Listen, let me tell you something. The first thing I want to tell you here is that if you are a woman, a lady, just for being a woman, there is a war on your life. Whether you are a baby woman or old woman or adult woman, there is a vendetta between Satan and women. And I will show you. Women are not just figures with wombs. There is a deep mystery about them. Follow me carefully. So this is God speaking. I will put enmity between you and the woman. And then between her seed. Of course, we know theologically speaking that seed is Christ. But it's not just Christ alone, because Christ came as a person and there is an implication, just like the seed of Abraham being Christ. Galatians 3:29 says, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we're talking about something that is both prophetic here. Are we together now? Question. Where is the seed of Satan? That means on this earth, there are several kinds of people. We claim there are 7.2 billion people on the earth, human beings. We are so wrong, because there are people on this earth that are descendants of the serpent, Satan. They are not possessed. Salvation is not for them, because salvation is for men. These people, we are not talking of evangelism and born again. Are we together? That in your earth now, your territory, there are people, just the same way Satan cannot receive salvation, the same way Satan can't be saved, can't be born again, there is a descendant, there is a generation of a species of people, not in the spirit, not in planet Mars, not in Pluto, on earth now, they walk around your environment, but they are not humans. Just follow me. It is not hidden in the Bible that we are not alone. From Genesis to Revelation, you see that there has been an interference. Human beings have at several points encountered angels, encountered Jesus. Is that true? Encountered spirit. If you listen, some of you, if you understand what I'm saying, before I finish talking, you will see that certain diseases will just leave. This thing is an old story. Just follow me. Are we together? Now, theologically speaking, give us Genesis chapter 6. Those of us who have, God has granted grace to do a little study, you would have learned. Hallelujah. The Bible says, it came to pass. Look up, please. When men began to multiply, remember, multiply was a command God gave men. So men were doing what was correct. Men began to multiply. How? Through reproduction. So it is all right for a man to impregnate a woman and have a child. God designed it that way. Are we together now? Listen carefully. And then the Bible says, daughters were born unto them. Next verse. That the sons of God, now hold on carefully, that there were a group of people who were watching what was going on earth, where men were reproducing and multiplying. The Bible calls them sons of God. This translation in itself is an error, because it has created problem in the body of Christ. Are we together? Because people think these sons of God is the same that Jesus says, as many as received him. I hope you know that the translation of the Bible was not done by angels. It was done by human beings with their imperfections, who were also influenced at several. It is the potency of the scripture that is unbendable. But the linguistic of it, you need the Spirit of God. If not, by itself it can deceive you, because human beings wrote it down. Are we okay now? The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair. So whoever this group of people are, we know they are not men. Do we agree? Look at it. The Bible says, those whoever they are, that they saw on earth that they were a group of women. The word fair there just means they were beautiful. So these people had emotions. They could see a beautiful woman and be attracted to her. Are we together now? And then the Bible says, and they took them wives of all that they chose. Question. Do you think the women will see a beast waving his hands? Sister, if I came to you with wings and drop with light flashing and I say I love you, wouldn't you run? The Bible says they took wives. It didn't say they raped them. There was something Satan told the women. Those descendants, and made them follow and became wives. And then the Bible says, the Lord said, my spirit and all of that. Go to verse 4. And then he says there were giants in the earth. He's now telling us the product of this union between these entities and the daughters of men, that there were giants in the earth on those days. And after that, he said, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bear what? Please talk to me. Children. Now, children is a human term. You don't use children for angels. You don't use children for all of this. So something had happened between these spirits and these women, and the result is physical. Children, just like your child. Are you seeing that now? And the Bible says, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Stop. Where are these children today? Giants are just a side effect, but that's not the only thing the union produced, because the Bible says they were children. Are we together? The word sons of God there, it gave birth, theologically speaking, many of you have studied it. One of the class of these offsprings were called the Nephilims. Are we together now? Yes. The Nephilims here talk about that aberration. The original word Nephilim means the fallen ones. Are we together now? Rebels that were a product of this union. And the Bible says they gave birth to physical children. Meaning you would see them and say, good morning, sir. You would think it's just another human and another human. But the Bible says these people you see are not pure human beings. This birth did not happen in heaven. Now, there are many theologians. I don't want to waste our time tonight. But this has been an argument between teachers of the gospel for many years, that it cannot have been angels. Why? Because two scriptures that the Bible says, to none of the angels did he say, thou art my son. I told you there is a mistake. The word there is benign Elohim. The word that is translated there is not just the word son, like an offspring of a person. I hope you know that Lucifer was not the first to throw down angels. There have been angels that have fallen, but it was not under Lucifer's leadership. There are angels that are bound in chains now that Lucifer has nothing to do with. They are not his offspring. He was not the cause, but they fell. The lake of fire did not start now. It's been there. It's a system of God's justice. Angels have their wills. They can choose to rebel. Are you listening to me now? Please understand what I'm teaching you. And then the Bible says these men came and got wives. The women, I don't know whether they thought they were marrying human beings or marrying whatever, but one thing the Bible tells us clearly is that the children that came from these women were strange. Now listen carefully. And then the Bible tells us, go to verse 5. Let me see where we can stop. And God saw, notice the mention of wickedness happened the moment these offsprings came. Listen, men were already bad, but the wickedness did not touch God. But when these angels mix with a human race, the offspring that came, they came with a level of wickedness that a pure human being cannot produce. That is true that men fell, but it was not so wicked. Hear what the Bible says, that God saw that the wickedness of man now was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. These guys had done something to the race. And hear what God said. God, oh, your God, and it repented God that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. What kind of wickedness did these Nephilim introduce that made things so bad? Listen, you look at our world today and see certain levels of wickedness and inhuman activity. A human being cannot do it. Have you seen where there is an accident? And you see people, it's not whether they are Christians or Muslims, they run to help the person. Those are men. Because no matter their differences, they still have that sense of sympathy. But there are men whose behavior is not human. So we're discussing something here that is a very, very serious subject. That he said, woman, there will be something between you and this serpent. You are going to have offsprings, Christ being the chiefest of them. But make no mistake, this guy you see is going to find a way of bringing an offspring too. So eventually it will be a clash of offsprings. That Satan has his own offsprings on earth. The angels that did not keep their original estate, and they came down. When angels came and visited Abraham, Abraham's wife made physical food. Please talk to me, is that true? Did the angels not eat it? They ate it, they swallowed it, it entered their body. It's only because the Bible said they were angels. That's why we know. If we just saw them in a drama, we'd think they were human beings. But they ate. Are we together? A lot of people say spirits and angels cannot give birth. They can't produce. That's an error. How did Mary get pregnant? When angel Gabriel came to Mary and he said, you are highly favored. Madam, you are going to be pregnant. She said, no. I was not taught this way. It is impossible to be pregnant without a human man. And the angel said, let me tell you, there is something that is a reality in the realm of the spirit. A spirit can come upon you and then you will have a physical child, not a spiritual child. A spirit, in this case, is the Holy Ghost, but it's a character that is possible with all spirits. That it can come upon you and without a man, hold on, but the seed that spirit puts is still compatible with your womb and it can give birth to something else. Are we together now? So Satan hears that instruction, and then the Bible leaves a very serious gap that I'm not going to discuss this night. And all of a sudden, all that the Bible tells us is that Eve became pregnant and then gave birth to Cain. Follow me carefully. And then she gave birth to Abel. And we see two people come up and we see a behavior that was not in Adam, was not in Eve. Are we together now? We see Cain manifesting a strange behavior and he kills his brother Abel. Notice from Genesis, there is nowhere in the Bible where the genealogy is given and you hear Cain and Abel mentioned again. Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Where did they throw Cain and Abel? Were they not children too? It's not for tonight's discussion, but there is a long story about that Cain and Abel, you see. Because Paul borrowed that story in the book of Romans to teach about the man of the spirit and the man of the flesh. Are we together? Paul said, just like a woman, just like Eve was pregnant, there are two people working in me. One man is the spirit, so that I serve the Lord with my spirit, but I see another law, like a woman carrying children, and all of them are behaving as though they came from different men. The fallen ones. Give us John chapter 8. Let's hear something that Jesus is saying from verse 43. John chapter 8. If you're a Christian, just look up. John chapter 8. Jesus now comes many years later and he's teaching us. Why do ye not understand my speech? This is Jesus now. He says, even because ye cannot hear my word. Who is he talking to? He's talking to a group of people who are making his ministry difficult. Some of them were scribes. Some of them were Pharisees. Remember, we're talking about the offsprings. Listen carefully. Jesus shows up and the people opposing him are not the prostitutes. The people opposing him are not the drunkards. There was a group of people with unusual influence. Remember yesterday I taught you that Satan called Jesus and said, don't bother. All the people in position are mine. I own this system. Now, these guys are making life difficult. Please read for me what Jesus says. One, two, read. Stop. You are of who? Who is talking now? What did Jesus call the Pharisees and the Sadducees? He said, you are offsprings. I look at you and I see your behavior. You guys are not humans. You look like you are humans. You are of your father, the devil. He's not just saying you are listening to Satan. Like I look at Pastor Alpha's son and I say, this is Pastor Alpha's son. And he looked and discerned. He said, you are among men carrying a regalia in the temple, moving around like priests, but I look at you. You guys are not pure human beings. The real human being among them broke his pride and came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, I can't hide it. This thing is touching me. But there were some hardened guys that were just moving. It didn't matter what Jesus did. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust desires of your father ye will do. Are you seeing that now? So they are not in that temple to please God. They were sent on assignment, although wearing a priestly regalia. Look, we are discussing the Bible now. Is there anything I'm saying that is not in the Bible? You are not here as human beings just raising children and being a nice father, you are on assignment, and the lust of your father he will do. Then he gave them an information for them to know he knew what he was saying. Why will Jesus tell them this extra information if they didn't know anything about it? He said he was a murderer. He took them back. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks, so Satan is a speaking spirit. It's not only God. He said he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Give us 45. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Jesus meets a group of people. He kept studying their behavior and looking at them and saying, no. Are you not seeing how heartless these people are? That for 18 years, a woman was stoop-bound. Is it not in your Bible? Crying every day for 18 years. Yet these guys were in the temple. And the day Jesus comes and heals her, everybody is happy except this group of people. They say, what is the meaning of this? And Jesus said, what sort of people are you? This heart, a human being cannot have it. There are some of the people in our villages that we think are just relatives. They have manifested characteristics that human beings cannot be the ones having. There is a way a man speaks. You will know that this is not demon possession. This one is a species that is not. Even Jesus was not a pure human being. Even Jesus was not a pure human being. Yet he moved with the disciples. He slept with them. He got up in the morning and he looked at them. And at a point, he surprised them. Before your father Abraham was, I am. 33 years. They said, don't play with our intelligence. He said, continue your rubbish. I'm telling you this. When the demons saw him, they said, no, Jesus. Have you come to destroy us before our time? Jesus said, be silent. Look at how they were talking. You see a 33-year-old man, and you are talking something ancient. And the disciples, that's why the disciples got angry. They said, look, you better tell us who you are. This thing is paining us now. Today you are this. We are eating bread. We know your mother is alive. Next tomorrow we are seeing something else again. Remember, the Bible says Mary kept these things to herself. So Mary did not share with people. It was just a scandal that ended. That Mary was pregnant. Oh, and Joseph said he's not the one. And after a few years, they said, well, Joseph, just take it. So most people did not know because Mary kept it. I will put enmity between the serpent and the woman, and between his seed and her seed. Can we look at something else before we pray? Now watch this. We have established the fact that a spirit is under constant watch over a woman. The most important part of a woman for Satan is not her figure, it's not her face, it's her womb. That womb is a serious issue for Satan. Listen carefully. So that the next time you see that a woman cannot get pregnant, you know that it's not just the issue of the man. There is an old story. This womb of a woman is a threat to Satan because it is the mechanism God designed. Are we together now? Yes. Do you know why the angels came and started sleeping with the daughters of men? In an attempt to plant a seed, because they thought Mary was part of them. She thought at least Mary has to be among these beautiful women. And they started coming at random to have affair with the women. Every child that was born, they studied the prophecy behind him. The moment they had something unusual, they said, attack him. So they looked for Moses. They looked for everybody. The moment they heard that there was something unusual, when John the Baptist was born, they kept coming to say, who are you, John? It was the spirit of the Antichrist manipulating people. They wanted to ask John. John kept confusing them. Who are you, John? Where did you come from? We just know that they say you're in the wilderness eating locusts and wild honey. Are you a human being at all, John? Your father is Zachariah. Yes, we know. Your mother is Elizabeth. But human beings eat food. They eat fish. They eat bread. What kind of a person are you that you are in the wilderness alone and all you are eating is locusts and wild honey? John said, I'm the voice of one crying. He said, what is this one again? That John, bar, we'll talk about him one day, because that John, you see, the Bible says, many of you think John was a normal human being. No, sir. A man that was born filled with the Spirit. It's in your Bible. And then Jesus told them, if you can bear it, that is Elijah you have been looking at. He said, if you have the faith to receive, that guy wearing all those things is your Elijah. This is where the people of our traditional villages studied what they call reincarnation. It is where they got this aberrated concept that they say people can come back to life and re-manifest having another body. Hallelujah. Now listen carefully. This generation of God's people have a battle that they do not even realize that they are fighting. Are we together? There is an intentional offspring of Satan that is on rampage to destroy everything that is Christ. There are men who are possessed. There are men who are manipulated, but there are people who are not human beings. These ones cannot receive salvation. I pray that one day the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see and believe this thing. Are you getting what I'm saying now?
Yes.
When Paul and Barnabas did something extraordinary, the people looked at them and said, you guys are not pure human beings. They knew. They called one Zeus and they called another Hermes. They were not surprised. These were, when you study classical Greek mythology, these were Greek gods. They were also part of these offsprings. The Nephilims were not the only people. There were many other classifications. And let me tell you this. There are still those species on earth. You have been looking for giants. There are some who are not giants, but they are devils. Satan has made sure that they occupied strategic positions. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? You are of the father, the devil. Jesus is talking to the men of God of his days who go to church every Sunday and preach to people. Jesus stand, looked and said, no way. You guys are not just scribes. You are not just Pharisees. I look at you and I see that you are of your father, the devil. Now, let me tell you where this gets serious and where it applies to us tonight. We'll still continue. I'm just touching this whole thing just to give us, do we all agree with me so far? I want to explain a few things that will surprise you now. The Bible lets us know, you know that everyone who is born and it is a spirit entity or not a pure human being, that child comes with extra characteristics. Is that true? Either they are gigantic or some unusual strength or something. It has been an age-long experiment that Satan wants to corrupt this race, because when men become too corrupted, God will have to destroy. He knows that his time is short. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is what has led to some of the incurable diseases that we have today. The origin of these diseases was not a virus roaming around. It's an experiment. Women, where do you find fibroid in a woman's body? On her head? Talk to me. The same place where a seed should be. A woman goes to bed in the night and a stranger comes. Watch this. She thinks she's dreaming and that stranger is having all kinds of union with her. She gets up in the morning knowing that somebody slept with me. And then all of a sudden, something begins to happen to her system. that should not be. And if for any reason that fibroid is there and you try to put your seed as a man, it will kill it and survive. Are we together? Then comes cancer, a disease that comes upon you with its own life and starts growing independent of the nutrients of your body. Because everything that is drawing from your body should grow at the same pace. But this one comes with its life, multiplies and tries to kill every other good cell. You call it unicellular, yet it is so intelligent, it knows its assignment. It breaks down your immune system and destroys you. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And then all of a sudden, it happens too. A man will go to bed in the night to sleep, and all of a sudden you find out that there are all kinds of unholy union. This man will get up knowing that although he went to sleep, you know, preachers don't talk about this because it looks like an ugly part of this thing, but I want to explain to you a mystery. And all of a sudden that man gets married and becomes impotent and cannot explain what is going on. Look at how Satan is passionate about seeds. Jesus explained this in a parable because the people did not have the acumen to understand. He said there was a man who had seeds and wanted to go to the farm. Is that true? The Bible says he planted wheat, correct? He says while men slept, another person who was holding seeds waiting for night to come also came to the same farm. That farm is the earth, and planted tears among wheat, and the Bible says he went his way. Is that true? The Bible says both seeds grew. It didn't say one died. Both seeds grew. And then in the passage of time, the people started noticing that these seeds, they were all looking green, but at this point, their characteristics, something is different. And they came, they said, "Sir, was it not wheat that you sowed here?" And then he looked and smiled. He said, "An enemy has come. This breed is not pure. Something, someone came to the earth. That when men sleep in the night on planet earth, there are entities, not that they come from Mars, they move around, they enter the dream life of people, they come physically and try to sow seeds." Remember, that's all they come to do. They don't come to discuss, they come to sow seeds and walk away. Our generation, if we don't have intelligence, we're in trouble. Because as at the time the Bible was written, this experiment had not been advanced to discover fibroid or hepatitis. The same way the seed of the woman is growing in advancement, this is how Satan is experimenting ways of making this corruption effective. You don't find fibroid in the Bible. You don't find hepatitis in the Bible because that level of civilization had not come. Until one day you find out that thing you call fibroid now has a head, now has a hand, now is a human. It can come out. That thing does not stay for 9 months. Use your brain to think of what it is that after 9 months it is not willing to come out. There are people today with HIV. It's not that they slept anywhere. I remember praying for one woman years ago, and this woman told me that someone came in the night. I've told you who that someone is. There is a generation. It's not always Satan. Whether they meet you in the realm of the spirit or in the physical, it makes no difference. Came with a syringe and said, "This syringe is an HIV virus," and injected her with it, and she woke up in the physical realm. And then started getting sick, went to the hospital. You will look at that woman now and think, "Madam, you are not faithful to your husband." But that's it, that virus. The best medicine can do is to administer antiretrovirals, but the cause of that thing you see is not human. The cause of cancer is not human. Doctors, learn this. When you understand this, you will see miracles in the hospital that will surprise you. Cancer, HIV. Now you see all kinds of diseases stem up. There are all kinds of names. And people just know that they found the first person with the disease. They don't know where it came from. The only thing they can ask the person is, where, what village are you from? They go and study the trees and the plants. Is there a lion in your village? Is there a monkey? Did you ever live with it? Did you keep it? Forget all those things. I'm telling you where this thing came from. It comes from the spirit. Something about this seed of the serpent does something to the womb of a woman, does something to the race of men, and it will continue to advance until the people who will arise, because there is still a prophecy there, and this is a prophecy that will be the basis of our prayer. The seed of the woman shall bruise, shall bruise. That the only entity on earth capable of stopping this agenda is whoever proceeds as the seed of that woman. Are we together now? Yes. So Jesus proceeded as that seed, but then in him now his offsprings. That's why he said in Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give you power to tread upon. He didn't say upon witches. I give you power. Go back to Genesis and see what the power should do. There is an old story. Serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies. Why will Jesus use serpents and scorpions? The disciples understood. They never said, Jesus, what is serpent? What is scorpion? It's not talking about that thing you catch. He knew what he was saying. He said there is an agenda. There is a generation of the serpent. Anywhere you see them, there is an anointing upon you. You can crush them. The seed of the woman. Satan has already bruised the heel of the church enough, because there are people who have died. There are people who have suffered casualties. But God is dependent on the seed of the woman to fulfill this prophecy. It's a mystery. In Revelation, that mystery was reacted again. That a woman was pregnant with a man child, and Satan left everything, that dragon, and was waiting to see the child so that he will eat the child. And the Bible says that the wind carried the woman to a safe place so she can give birth to that man child safely. And that man child is Christ. And the Bible says in Galatians 3:29 that if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs, part of those who will crush his head, part of those who will crush him in your family. Listen, you will be fooling yourself to imagine there is no representation of that generation in your lineage. It will be a joke and flattery beyond your imagination. They are everywhere. Are we together? They don't die fast. They don't get old. When they are getting old, they exchange human beings to elongate their own life. They sit down and keep watching the rising of men and the falling. They are not human beings. If they were possessed, we can deliver them and intercede for them. Let me tell you this. There are people you will sit down interceding for their salvation, and God will tell you, don't waste your time. You don't know what species these people are coming from. You will think that you didn't hear God well. God will say, look, I am telling you this. Don't waste your time. Listen, did you notice that Jesus never preached to the scribes and the Pharisees? The only one of them he preached the gospel to was Nicodemus. Why? Every time he met every other person, he spoke to them about the kingdom, the crowds, the kingdom. But when he saw them, it was always insult. You brood of vipers. It started from John the Baptist. He never called them human beings. He said, you are vipers. What is a viper? Is it a human being? You appear as if you are human beings. When he was eating with the people, they were always in his crusades. Yet he never paid. I saw the way It disturbed me for a long time how unmerciful Jesus was to these people. Not once did he preach any gospel to any of them. Destroyers of his ministry. Every time they saw kindness, everybody was happy except them. Notice they were the only ones who got angry at everything good. It was a group of them. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Listen, let me tell you. I'm not a killer. I don't kill. But I know that I've been instructed to crush the head of any generation that is not humans. If you're offended, you can go home. Come tomorrow. I'll talk about favor later on and other things you like. But this night, if it is to rise, if it is to rise in power and in life, then let me tell you, there is a generation, it is not repentance. It's not, oh God, touch their heart. If they don't repent, no, there's nothing about repentance there. These are not human beings. There's no preaching the gospel for salvation. Are we together? When they saw Jesus casting out devils, they looked at him and said, this is Beelzebub, the prince of demons. And he said, if you call me Beelzebub, then by who do your fathers? So there were other people casting out spirits by another agency, not Jesus. There were strange people in the Bible who were destroyed. There were other people that God would go out of his way to preach to. But there were others, that land, there was no salvation. Are you ready to pray? Tonight is a very simple prayer. If you don't know what to pray, just pray in tongues. But we are going to pray. Listen to me. Listen to me. There is a name that the Nephilims are called. Two names that will constitute our prayer tonight. One, they are called watchers. Do you know what watchers are? It is the offspring of these that were called familiar spirits. Their assignment is to study the growth of people within a territory and make sure that there is a limitation as covenanted. They are called watchers. Not watchmen, watchers. Should I give you an example of those kinds of wicked spirits? Although in this case, he was not one of the Nephilims, but they called him a madman. But that madman went to stay in a strategic cave. When Jesus was going to the other side, the spirit said, go and meet him. Who told the madman Jesus was coming? As soon as Jesus got there, here was a madman looking at him. And the demon started to speak. Have you come to destroy us? We know you are coming to liberate this territory, but we are the watchers over this territory. The moment Jesus casted them out, immediately somebody's business went down. Immediately. And it made them to drive Jesus out of town. They said, Jesus, leave, leave. Please leave. You are making us lose here. These spirits. Number two, they are called gatekeepers. You know what a gate is? It's the mystery of access that opens you up to a, whether to healing, to grace, to anointing. There are families whose destiny are under the keys of gatekeepers. They are not humans. They sit down and manipulate the destinies of families. Please pray, when it's time to pray, it's a few minutes, but pray. Are we together? They are the ones who study all the graduates. Five people, the only person that graduates, they now kill him. And you will think it's a mistake, the gatekeepers. But tonight, rise up on your feet. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. And the seed of the woman, Shekapakata, Sheketekete, Lekaparokat, Shabaratus. Hallelujah. Listen, the watchers, they make sure that the ordinances spoken over territories remain so. So they declare over this territory, no woman marries a good man. Why? Because a good man with her will produce a good child. And that child can be an evangelist that will change that land. So they are watchers. The moment, how many of you have seen that somebody just says, I love you, something happens. It's like a report sent in the spirit. Immediately, and something happens. Immediately, I want to give you a job, and all of a sudden, the watchers lift your voice and begin to blast in the spirit. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say it again, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command.
I command
the sword of vengeance.
The sword of vengeance
upon every entity.
Upon every entity
manipulating my destiny.
Manipulating my destiny.
Manipulating my family.
Manipulating
lift
my
your
family.
Voice and pray. I tell you, something is shifting in the spirit. I know something is happening in the spirit. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus.
I prophesy
over my territory,
over my territory,
over my family,
over my family,
over my loved ones,
over my loved ones.
Every gatekeeper,
every gatekeeper
holding the keys,
holding the keys
to their next level,
to their next level,
by the fire of the Holy Ghost,
by the fire of the Holy Ghost,
I command the gate open now.
I command the gate open.
I command the gate open now.
Shake it up,
Hallelujah. Pray this prayer with understanding and see what happens to your life. Listen. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every seed. In me, that is not of Christ.
That is not of Christ.
I speak to you. Your time is up.
Your time is up.
Leave my body now. Hallelujah. My God, fire is burning. Fire is burning. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every covenant. Over my life. Every covenant. Over my family. Every covenant. Over my loved ones. That is not of Christ. And is bringing us failure.
Is bringing us pain.
Is bringing us defeat.
And is bringing us defeat.
By the blood of Jesus. I shatter those altars.
Hallelujah.
We are going to pray. Listen. Just pray what I tell you, whether you understand what I'm saying or not. The Lord just showed me something now, and we're going to pray. Are we together? Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every door that has given Satan access.
That has given Satan access.
To visit me. In dreams. And encounters. In the name of Jesus.
I declare.
That door is closed now.
Every secret,
Hallelujah. We are still going to pray. Something is happening. You will see the testimonies that will come up from tonight's prayer. We are still praying. Listen. They come to you in the night and try to molest you. They try to sleep with you. They try to press you. They come as animals. They use the faces of men you know. They are not humans. They are watchers. Yeah. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree and declare.
I decree and declare.
Every stranger.
Every stranger.
Oppressing me at night.
Oppressing me at night.
By the fire of the Holy Ghost.
By the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I break your hold over my life.
I break your hold over my life.
And pray. Hallelujah. Just two more prayers and we're done tonight. Listen. One of the greatest areas, hear me, fire is burning in this place. I tell you, one of the greatest activities of these entities is to stop the gospel from reaching your home. You can preach to others, you can be holding crusades, raising wheelchairs, but if that gospel nears your compound, here they come. They are watchers. You can preach to anyone else, sing to anyone else, but if that thing comes near your compound, are you ready to pray? In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare that the gospel, of salvation, of healing,
of
restoration, reaches all my loved ones.
Reaches all my loved ones.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
open
of
your mouth and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, please listen. This last prayer point, even if you have not prayed anything tonight, I'm going to give you a few minutes to really pray. Are we together? Aside from the gospel, the greatest area of attack of these entities is marriage and family life. Listen to me. If they cannot stop you from settling down, they stop fruitfulness, or they plant something in your child. You give birth to a child who becomes something else. It's not normal. We are going to pray. Listen, every sister here, when it's time to pray, lay your hands on your womb. Listen, I'm blasting tongues and pray. I will not give birth to an entity that is another spirit. Lift your voice and pray.
We will not put the generation of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I decree and declare, if there is anyone here having visitations of spirits coming to you in the night, molesting you, whether as animals, as humans, male or female, I declare right now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I decree and declare, let that fire separate you and them right now. Separate you and them right now. Separate you and them right now. Lift your hands and pray. I prophesy over every family tree of which you are part of. If there be any seed of Belial, any seed, Kapatata, of the prince of darkness in your lineage, in the name of Jesus, I call upon the God of Jeshurun, and I decree and declare, let fire land on that lineage tonight. Let fire land on that lineage tonight. Lift your hands. We're still praying. The altars of impotency, the altars of barrenness, the altars, just keep your hands lifted, of poverty, the altars of untold hardship that have been programmed in lineage, in many lineages represented here. Right now, I decree and declare, let the fire fall and destroy them.
Amen.
Let the fire fall and destroy them.
Amen.
Let the fire fall and destroy them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Let me pray. Dangerous prayer. Apostle James said that when you want a body to stop functioning, remove the spirit in the body. These entities are combinations of spirits and bodies. There is a strategy for stopping their function. I decree and declare, in the name that is above all names, that if there is any of those entities, please listen, I'm praying now, I'm seeing fire falling on people, that if there is any entity, whether in our villages or our homes, that is not a pure human sent by darkness, right now I cause a separation between their spirits and their bodies.
Amen.
I cause a separation between their spirits and bodies. I command the heads to open and swallow them.
Amen.
I command the heads to open and swallow them.
Amen.
I command the heads to open and swallow them. Your hands, let me pray for you. If there is anything that your family should have handled today, I don't care whether it's position of influence, there are some of you where you are with your love for God, you should not be at that level now.
Yes, sir.
But there is something programming your remaining there. Can I prophesy a lifting?
Yes,
for somebody in the name of Jesus. Tonight, by this grace and unction, I declare to you, every entity holding you down, may the grave swallow them now.
Amen.
Every entity holding you down, may the grave swallow them now.
Amen.
Therefore, I prophesy to you,
beginning from tonight, rise to a level you have never seen. Rise to a new dimension of influence. Rise to a new dimension of power. Hallelujah. Can I prophesy over your finances?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe it? The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. He said, believe in his prophets. Don't mind this our arrogant generation that will not listen to the word. Are we together? Let me tell you something. There is something called sovereign wealth. Wealth by the finger of God. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you. By this time, tomorrow, I'm saying it. If you have the faith to receive, I stand in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. By this time tomorrow, may my God surprise you. By this time tomorrow, I prophesy to you. I shift things. I shift wealth to you from the realm of the spirit. I command strangers. I cease their sleep. May they bless you. I instruct them. I set it as an ordinance in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the spirit. Listen, you will be surprised at the testimonies you hear tomorrow. Some of you, you will be minding yourself after the grace, just walking home, and before you reach home, you are already crying for joy and saying, what is this? What is this? Listen, if you can receive for your family, I stretch my hands. Some of them think you are wasting your time coming every day. But may my God give them a sign tonight. May my God surprise them with a sign tonight. A sign that will bring them by themselves tomorrow. May my God give them a sign tonight. Listen. Listen, let me tell you something. We're rounding up. You see, before you believe a man, go and find out his track record. Don't just believe foolishly. Ask questions. This person talking like this, as he said it before, and what happened? The Bible says he confirmed the words of his messengers. It's not pride, it's the truth. This 7 days was designed to change us. Listen. Tomorrow I'm going to give you some instructions. By Friday, you are going to carry your documents and the rest and come with it. Let me see the devil. Let me see the principality. Except it is not God that ordained this ministry. You will see what my God will do. There must come a time in your life where God will shift you. If you don't shift, it's your fault, oh. Let me tell you this. Hallelujah. I'm praying over finances. We're rounding up already. I didn't plan to talk about this, but the Lord just put it in my spirit. It's not so that you come and so. Please don't come out here if you don't know what you are doing. Please. It's not a ritual. We're not playing games here. But I want to pray for people who can believe. This man you see standing before you, by his grace, is a steward of the mysteries of God. The Bible says, let every man minister according to the measure of grace. Do you understand? I can look at someone and say, take 10 naira from my pocket. This is me, a man. Talk more the God of heaven. But he's helpless until someone declares. Please, just believe me once. I beg you in the name of Jesus this night. You can insult me if it doesn't happen, but just believe. I want to pray again for your finances. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and I ask my God The God who has taken me by his grace, the God who took this ministry by his grace, I stand before his altar and I program a climate of strange favor over your life. I program a climate of strange favor over your life. I program a climate. Don't ask where it will come from. You will not see the wind. You will not see rain. But I program a climate of strange favor over your life. If there is anything anyone has stolen from you, I'm prophesying. Some of you will go back home and find it there. Nobody brought it. In the name of Jesus, you will go back home and find it waiting for you there. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're rounding up. Father, bless your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Please don't fail to testify. Your testimonies will build the faith of others. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please, just a little announcement and we'll share the grace. Don't come alone. Everywhere is already filled. We're even praying that God will grant us grace. But this is not just, there are some of you as I'm praying, you know people who are struggling. It's not just about finances. God has opened a portal over the land to bring people into an experience. Don't be selfish. This is not about ministry. This is not a koinonia thing. God is opening an opportunity for people to pray. That's number one. Number two, when you go back home, don't just roam around till evening, then you carry your Bible and come. This mystery, pray it. You will wake up tomorrow and share with your friends the kind of dreams and encounters you will have tonight. Some of you will have dreams where you will see individuals waving you and saying, this is it. It's over. And you will wake up and see your life change. Hallelujah. It's a ministry of signs and wonders. I bless you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord increase and multiply you in the name of Jesus. For those worshiping with us for the first time, we really love you. We are just trying to work with time. Maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll take our time to honor you in the name of Jesus. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_KNI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.